honored and happy to be able to present a message to you today. As you know, this is Labor Day weekend, and it's also an unofficial end of summer. That's exciting too. Anyway, I'd like to welcome you and let you know that we are all here by divine appointment. And that makes me feel good to know that I too am here by divine appointment. I'd like to start off with a joke. A minister announced before a large congregation that immediately after service, he wanted to have a board meeting. And after service was over, they were all gathering together for the meeting. And a stranger, a visitor that had never come to the church before, came to the meeting, and the minister says to him, "Do you not understand that this is a meeting for the board?" He said, "Yes, I understand. And after today's service, I'm just as bored as anyone else that came to this meeting today."
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, let's get us started. My message for today is the power of intention, sowing seeds of possibility, positivity. I'd like to start by examining the metaphor that speaks to our inner lives and our personal growth, and that is the idea of planting seeds. Just as any of us as a gardener plants seeds, we nurture them and allow them to grow and blossom into something wonderful. Know this, our intentions are like seeds we plant within ourselves to shape our lives and the world around us. Let's first understand what is meant by intentions. Intention is the force or motive behind our thoughts and our actions. It's what drives us, it guides us, and influences the outcome of our lives. In Proverbs 23:7, it says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." This is an ancient wisdom that highlights that in our inner thoughts and intentions directly impact what goes on in our outer world. Know that your thoughts are incredibly powerful. They are like seeds we plant each day. If we plant seeds of positivity, thinking thoughts of hope, love, joy, kindness, compassion, and generosity, we nurture a garden of positive outcomes. In contrast, in our thoughts, if they're negative, filled with anger and fear and revenge, fear, lack, or doubt, we may not realize it. However, we are planting seeds that may not yield that fruit of good that we desire. To illustrate, can you think of a time when a positive mindset led to a significant change? Maybe you had a challenging situation with optimism. That is, you were having thoughts, it's going to be all right, okay, anyway. And sure enough, it was better than you thought. Well, I did too. I had a problem with my bike. My bike had a flat. I put that bike into the back of my car. I struggled to do that. I put that bike in the back of my car and took it to a shop, bike shop in St. Charles. And when I got to the shop and got out of my car and went up to the door, and on the door it said, "Shop is closed." I said, "Well, okay." Somehow I felt it was going to be all right anyway. I just knew it was going to be okay. I didn't know what I was going to do for sure or the next thing to do. Then from around the corner came a gentleman and said, "Can I help you?" And I proceeded to tell him about my bike. He then told me that his wife was the owner of that shop, and she had decided to close the shop down. But I can help you. This gentleman fixed my bike, he fixed my flat, he tightened my chain, and he fixed my kickstand right outside in front of that shop. And I asked him, what do I owe you for this? He said, "Nothing." I blessed him, gave him some money anyway, and said, "Go and buy yourself some ice cream." This is the power of positive intention at work. Intentions may be set for a day or a circumstance as to what you just heard, or for it may reflect a purpose, for some purpose in your life, for a lifetime. You have intentions to, one has intentions maybe to be a nurse, be a doctor, be a minister, be a musician. When we focus on what we want rather than what we fear, we just kind of open ourselves up to new possibilities. Sometimes when we think of intentions, we think of setting goals or some resolutions. However, it can be, and it is more than that. Most of the time, many of us say we have good intentions. That meaning, when we say we have good intentions, we mean we don't want to harm anyone. Or we didn't mean to harm anyone. How often do we hear the aphorism, "The road to hell is paved with good intentions"? Mm-hmm. This meaning words and actions can cause unexpected and negative results. Rather than help, it can hurt, even though that wasn't the intention. We in Unity and many other spiritual congregations and gatherings realize we are spiritual beings. And as spiritual beings, we want to come from a deeper place from within us. We want to declare how we want to be, how we want to show up in this world and all around us. Therefore, let us set spiritual intentions. And as Reverend Ellen Davenport in her booklet, "Today I Am," in a spiritual sense, it's possible to choose our intentions consciously, not just assuming we intend goodwill, but a mean of expressing our divine integrity. And that is coming from a place within us, a higher place. Philippians 4 and 8 tells us, "Think of those things, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good. Think on those things." You say, "Can I do that?" I say, yes, you can. It's up to you. It's your choice. Whichever way we set our intentions, whether set for a day, a specific circumstance, or we may want to show a purpose for a lifetime, we are making a sacred promise to live from divine consciousness, our higher self. When we send intentions to come from our higher self, our God self, we use sacred words. I am. I am rather than I intend. We invoke the mystical name of the divine within us. I am. I am love. I am joy. I am peace. I am harmony. These intentions may result in our speaking thoughtfully or taking certain actions in our everyday lives when we do that. More so, they state a quality of being for ourselves. To cultivate and nurture our intentions, I want to give you five concepts. The first one is we need to clarify and define what we want to achieve, to set our intentions, make them personally. You may want to write them down and visualize them. State them often. It helps to keep a focus. Two, practice mindfulness. Spend a few minutes each day, maybe morning, in your walk, in your prayer time. It helps to clear your mind of negativity and reinforce positive intentions. Three, before bed, set aside a time to feel gratitude for your day and contemplate your intentions. Four, use positive affirmations. They can help you stay aligned with your intentions. Repeat daily and reinforce a positive mindset. And then take time to bless the world. Bless the world around you. Bless your neighbors. Bless your friends. Bless your families. I heard about a nurse that took the time to visualize her class, her children in class from her home, and sent blessings out to them daily. That's a wonderful way to send positivity out into the world. Remember, we just know that challenges will and they are going to occur. And many times they will occur. It's normal to encounter negative thoughts and setbacks. But when this happens, recognize it and gently redirect. Redirect your focus back to your positive intentions. Remember, like a garden, our inner lives require ongoing care and patience. Know that our individual positivity has a ripple effect in our community, our church community, and the community all around us. When we plant seeds of kindness and support, we contribute to a more harmonious an uplifting environment for everyone. This collectively positivity enhances our shared experiences and it strengthens our connections with each other. In summary, the power of intention is marked by greatness. By sowing seeds of positivity in our thoughts and actions, we nurture a richer, more fulfilling life. I'd like to read something here for you from a couple of individuals who are famous. They were famous individuals who have demonstrated the power of intention. One was Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey is a prime example of someone who used intention to transform her life and the life of many others around her. And those that were not even around her. Despite a challenging childhood, she set clear intention to succeed in the media and to create a platform for positive change. Her dedication to personal growth, education, and philanthropy has made her a global icon of success and empowerment. Another one is Nelson Mandela. Mandela's life is a testament of the power of intentionality in the pursuit of justice and equality. His intention to end apartheid and promote reconciliation led him through 27 years of imprisonment and ultimately becoming the first black president of South Africa. His leadership and commitment to peace transformed a nation. I encourage each of you to reflect on your intentions this week. Focus on planting positive thoughts and actions, and watch how they blossom into meaningful outcomes. Let us pray and go into meditation. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now let us settle into a state of meditation by relaxing, getting comfortable in your seat. Close your eyes or lower your eyes, or watch the Christ candle up front as you breathe in and breathe out, becoming aware of your breath and connecting heart to heart, relaxing into oneness. Let my words be your words. I now just choose to be. As I center myself in the presence of the Christ within, I open my heart and feel God's comforting presence radiating throughout my entire being. I hold positive thoughts of peace, love, kindness, and compassion. And I give thanks for God's transforming grace as I rest in the silence. As we bring this prayer time to to a close, we become aware of our surroundings. We give thanks for a deeper connection with Spirit. We say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Again and again. And so it is. We let it be. Amen. I'd like to close with a short affirmation. And I will be handing out little strips of this affirmation that you can take home with you. The affirmation is, I am a beacon of positivity, and my intentions create a beautiful, harmonious reality. I'd like to thank you all for being here today and for your commitment to nurture positive seeds in your life, in your lives. Have a wonderful week, and may your intentions grow into something beautiful.